Thank you for calling Port Gettings and Kane. This is Jan.
Jan, this is Nico. How are you, dear?
Your ears must be burning.
Why?
Well, I'm just typing an email to you and Adrian.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. So what are you calling about, and then I'll tell you what we're looking for.
I am calling Krista for her email looking for salt and pepper.
Oh, awesome, awesome, awesome. Okay, let me see if she wants to talk to you first or if she wants, because it's two completely different calls.
Yeah, you might
have
to call. Is yours about, she showed me an email about a month ago or so, something me and her to come down, I don't know if you're doing an event or something like that. I don't know what happened there, what she's doing. Is that what you were going to email me about?
No, we've got a bunch of events lined up. We've got an event going on right now. We've got one in September, one October, one November, and one December.
Nice.
And that we had talked about one, and then...
Yeah, and then I told you, just let me know a date.
Mm-hmm. Which we could probably still fit one in. I don't know. Our calendar's getting full, but... Yeah. And also, because we talked about, I guess we got confused because at first we thought it was going to be the estate jewelry. And then when we met with the person in Vegas, that it was not a fit. It was not a good fit for us.
Well, no, then that's when I talked with you guys. Remember we had
talked
and I said, well, prior to that, I've always said, let me know for a show. Whenever
mm-hmm.
you guys want to do a show, whether it's Adrian and me and both and coming down, and we can bring both sides, MDJ and this or whatever, you know, we need to do. Don't worry about whatever else says. She's not even no more anyway. We let her go.
We're just a slow-going Southern group, and we don't want to rock anybody's boat. That's just kind of how we are. But let me tell you, I do have a project, and I was in the midst of emailing it, but we're working on an insurance replacement, which, you know, that's a very, very tight budget. It's the client lost a pair of diamond stud earrings that were 3.12 carat total weight.
Okay.
And the client wants to make sure that it doesn't go below that weight. She wants to make sure she has at least 3.12 carat total when she finishes it. But we need H color I1 in a fairly well matched pair. I can send you that in an email so that you can. Because I looked on your website, I didn't see two, but do you have access to things that aren't on the website?
I do if we have it. Otherwise, I look matching. Should be something. Well, where we got to be in budget, that's going to be the key.
Well, we found a couple where the stones are per stone in the $3,000-$3,300 per stone. So we'd like to be somewhere in that low $3,000 per stone.
Oh, so you just want them loose, not ready to go.
Yeah, because we've got to put them on leverbacks. She had them as studs. She put them on leverbacks, and the pair went missing. So she's no longer going to wear them as a stud, but she needs the two equal 3.12 minimum.
Yeah.
So those would be loose stones, yeah. So, and we'll need them GIA certified.
Oh. Jane, that's a toughie. GIA.
I'm looking through her records now, trying to see if hers were certed. I haven't found proof of that. But, you know, I mean, once something's gone and missing, it's like, oh, yes, mine were the finest of the finest.
Mm-hmm.
So so I'm not finding where she had a GIA cert. But so we might could
does it say
might could get away with an IGI or something other than GIA.
Yeah.
So that is her first request. So she's wanting to know what it would cost to replace exactly what she had. She's also looking at possibly paying the difference in upgrading to 4-carat total weight or somewhere in between that 312 and the 4.
Okay. These were rounds, I assume. So.
All rounds, yeah. And well cut.
Oh. And then what's that famous number? Budget. You said mid threes each stone, right? And
that's for the 2 = 312. So she knows if she goes larger that she's going to have to go up some, but she's just asking what would it cost if she goes bigger.
For four.
And then she's not going to be in town until a week from tomorrow. So I'm going to need some stones in the store next Thursday for us to have over the weekend of next week.
Okay. All right. Just quotes on 312 plus and then a pair of 4-carat total weights.
Yeah. So do you want me to go ahead and complete the email and hit send
yeah.
to you and Adrian
yeah.
and have it in writing?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
I'll do that, and then I'm going to go get Krista because she's working on that other project.
Okay.
Okay.
You got it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for picking up the phone and calling.
All right. How about that? It wasn't even for what I was calling for.
I know. But, hey, it would be good if we could stir up some business for everybody all the way around.
Definitely. Yeah.
Especially if it's not on an insurance company's 10% markup.
Right.
But,
isn't that crazy?
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you, Nico. Hang on. I'm going to go get Krista, okay?
Got you. Yep.
Okay. Uh-huh.
All right.
Thank you for holding. This is Krista.
Krista, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. Did you find me something good?
Well, I hope it's good. It's in what you're asking for, but
we'll
see. It's a... What the hell is it? Where'd it go? She just sent me...
Can you send me a picture of it by chance?
$5.
$5? I'll give you
$10. Damn, $10. All right. I know it was a 3/4. Where the hell did she put this freaking email?
Oh, it is a 3/4? What shape is it?
82-pointer pear shape. So.
Okay, that's right at us.
$574.
Really? That's cost?
That's your cost.
Can you send me a picture of it and the details, like measurements and all that? Because I've got my problem is not my problem, but he has a budget, and I've got to find a mounting that will fit those measurements so I can present it to him all together.
Basically, it's 7x5, but I'll give you the exact. It's a 6.97 by a 4.89, which is
4.89.
7x5.
Okay. And it is like... true salt and pepper, or what's the other specs on it?
I asked for the picture. So.
Oh, okay. Beautiful.
I will get you the picture, and then we'll go from there.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Hold on 1 second. I think Hannah might have a question.
If they haven't shipped out the diamond that I asked for earlier, they can ship it to me.
Hannah said if you have not shipped out the diamond that she asked for earlier, you could hold it and ship it. Ship this one with it if it's available for us to show the customer on memo.
Okay.
Have you already shipped the other one?
I
It's probably not completed yet. I see the 151 pair that Hannah ordered.
151.
Hello,
it's
by
probably
the way.
Not completed yet.
To pick up.
Do what now?
No, I don't think it's fully processed. I can move it if we're not.
Yeah, that's fine because that customer is actually coming in next Friday to look at it. So as long as she has that stone by next Friday, we're good. So if the one you just told me about is available for us to show this client on memo, you could ship those together.
It is available, but you got to just tell me to go ahead and ship it. I thought you wanted to see the picture first.
Well, I didn't know if it was available to see on memo, but you can still send me the picture because what I'll do is I'll play around with the picture with some of the mountings that I find. Like I can put the picture with the mounting just to play around with it a little bit just so I can text him some pictures while I'm in the process. But if it's available for him to see on memo, you could ship those two together.
Okay. It looks like tomorrow on that one. So I will send you an email.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much.
Did I get your cell? No. All right, so I'll send you an email.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. You got it. Thanks, Kristen.
Bye.